This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're coming back live on Genesis. You gave me a call yesterday laying out the fact of 30 years intelligence in action, Greg Ford, a medical doctor in military intelligence, that there's events going to happen within a matter of hours, possibly, with use of specific kinds of weapons that could precipitate a total change in the attitude of the NATO people. For example, already, even under weak Biden, he put 16,000 troops on the Polish border already. It's my feeling that they know that this is very likely going to blow up in their face, but they've been slow to get the materials through, even if they do airdrops of the weapons the Ukrainians use. A lot of the people are being caught, like in Mariupol in the east part of the country, and trying to get out. It's really difficult. We have not set up a no-fly zone, which we could simply just give the right weapons to the Ukrainians, and they'll do it themselves. So we don't have to put troops on the ground. But we can even knock out the Russian missiles, even from batteries of S-300, S-400 anti-aircraft systems, which we have, even robotic remote drones that can be launched even from Poland. I don't think people realize we're on the verge of World War III, and if they use a very advanced weapon, which you mentioned in this call, I'd like you to expand on that. The other, of course, I heard from the report from John W. Spring that Biden, this is the kind of sneakiness of Biden, is trying to spin this whole thing to say it's going to be an opportunity to get off of use of oil and gas and coal for energy, and that he's actually trying to convince Poroshenko to actually just surrender to Putin. I mean, this is pretty bizarre stuff. So, gentlemen, let's start with you, Greg, and then we'll hear John Spring's response. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I just need to point out that, let me see. Over the 30 years I've dealt with the Russian activity, that includes Syria. No one's talking about Syria right now. Vietnam. Let's face it, we were tied up in Vietnam for what, 20 years, 30 years. All right. Chechnya, Afghanistan. And of course. And I was tied up with the Russian issue in Iraq. All right. Right. So and we can't forget Kurdistan. Okay. All these places have much impact on our foreign policy. But the thing is right now the situation is such is that Vladimir Putin. He is actually trying to establish two places, two highways, and they're economic highways. One is the old Golden Gap. Okay, and when I say that, most people that are up on intelligence work and predicting Russian and Soviet behavior know exactly what I'm talking about. And of course the Russians haven't changed their thinking at all. So what we have is the Fulda Gap, which goes through Central Europe, and the only reason why they haven't proceeded, the Russians haven't proceeded down this avenue is because it's so heavily mined. You can't move 100 meters without hitting a mine. And also, but in this situation, that probably affected Vladimir Putin's thinking. So he said, okay, we need an alternative method to get our products out there. And we need to put it down through with the area of the Crimean Corridor.
Right.
I'm talking about that extensively. The Crimean Corridor, which comes out, of course, in the Black Sea. That's what he needs to do. He needs to establish that, and he doesn't want to pay anybody. Russia doesn't want to have to pay Ukraine for marching right down through the center of the country and establishing export dockage and export loading facilities, and, you know, so they can ship their oil products out. That's what this whole thing is. You know, forget trying to save the poor people that are in the Donbass and all this kind of nonsense. That's exactly what Vladimir Putin is doing right now. Is he is establishing as I said yesterday, a cordon de sanitaire to move his products through Ukraine. And of course he doesn't like the idea that the Ukrainians are standing up and telling him no. Who would know more about the Russian behavior and their history than the Ukrainians? Okay, the Ukrainians have, for 1,500 years, they have been dealing with Russia, all right, from time immemorial. They know exactly what the Russians are going to do.
Right.
So they have said, no, no way, no how. And the Ukrainians actually thought they had an agreement to be defended from 1984. Okay, what was it, the Bucharest Agreement that they had assigned? Right, exactly.
Right.
They thought they would be defended and so forth and protected. And so what happens is they get broadsided, you know, by the Russians. And the Russians definitely don't want to have to deal with any kind of Western weaponry or Western tactics. And they've already dealt with that from Germany, World War II. You know, they understand the dynamics of that. So they wanted to go ahead and use modern updated weapons. In this case, I'll put my bottom dollar on this and say that they wanted to use and they still want to use is a weapon called a neutron weapon.
Right. And interestingly, one of the most advanced countries for neutron weapons is Israel. But the Russians are very good. In fact, the nuclear pits that were being researched by the Russians that we actually used were in the World Trade Center to cause a nuclear demolition of the World Trade Center towers because they created enough heat without an isotope pattern that it could actually melt the steel. The steel girders were not melted by normal jet fuel. They were melted by neutron weapons.
So the last thing the Russians want to do is create a radioactive hot avenue to try to transport their products.
Yeah, but the problem is the neutron weapon is very recognizable. First off, there's an electromagnetic spike from it that you can detect even from deep space. Because that happens, it creates what's called a plasma surge. And the second thing is you end up with a lot of dead organisms, plants, animals, people. Because basically the neutron, the actual radioactive surge actually kills any living thing near it within a certain distance. Some are relatively small, they're battlefield nukes, other ones are bigger ones. So in other words, you're going to see an electromagnetic surge from space, and you're going to see dead organisms. And it's easy to recognize they started using these. And these are ones that will precipitate America and NATO to start using counterweapons against the Russians, which include... more advanced than just fuel air bombs, but also we have neutron weapons. We also have space-based killer drones that are almost like, the Terminator robot that can actually fly in and can take on an aircraft or whatever. One that they've even advertised a bit about, the suicidal killer robots. I don't think people realize that we are literally on the verge of this getting out of control here very quickly, and the incompetence of Biden and the Europeans being slow to get the material to the Ukrainians, it speaks to the fact that if they don't get rid of the Russians here in Ukraine, this plague is going to spread. Take the Baltic republics and Poland, and we will be in World War III right away.
Well, I have a feeling we're fairly close to that right now. And of course... Always remember, with a neutron weapon, any kind of neutron activity, it's designed to kill the biological organism, okay? It kills people, leaves buildings standing. The last thing they want to do is completely destroy the building infrastructure in this area.
Well, I think what you're seeing right now, though, that's what I've seen from my viewpoint, and I'm not, I haven't been in the military, but I work with the military, is that the highly trained Ukrainians that even had CIA training over the last 8 years to engage the Russians in their battle for years, because we've actually been at war with Russia since 2015. It's my impression that Ukrainians are doing a much better battle against the Russians on the ground. If they get the ability to set up a no-fly zone, Russians are done. If we don't, and the Russians take over this territory, they're going to take over other states within NATO, and they will be moving toward a nuclear holocaust worldwide, because, you know, we mentioned before that we've mentioned the intel about, and the Central American nuke weapons and so on. I think your analysis is right, Greg, and then we're going to come back and hear from John Spring. We're taking a little audio break from Genesis, but I'll continue my dialogue here in just a minute.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Finished here, and we'll be back. And
yes, okay.
So I think that you could, even before you actually worry about whether they have a landing strip, you can do high altitude dropping. You can also have missiles launched from Poland that can actually take out or even start attacking directly the ground-based tanks and installations that the Russians already have. And you can, and once you cut off their blood, their we call supply lines, by hitting them with missiles from the, you can direct. I mean, they won't even be able to even know where the hell the thing came from, because a lot of these missiles are hypersonic missiles. So, you know, I think that we need to be much more clever in terms of the way we're approaching this whole war. You don't have to have U.S. aircraft. I think the MiG-29s may help just to some extent, but the best thing are these intelligent, high-velocity, hypersonic anti-missile systems that can actually, you know, hit even ground forces or tanks or even supply lines for the Russians, and they would put a stop to a lot of what's going on.
Well, I think there's a lot of speculation here. And in this case, I believe truly that, first of all, the Ukrainians know exactly what they need. And I believe we should be backing up with their request with supply.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm sure they know. The Ukrainians are very familiar with exactly the performance of all former Soviet and Russian equipment. And so when they tell us that they need something, I believe we should listen to them. All right?
Yeah, totally.
You know, and the thing is a lot of those people, okay, a lot of those Ukrainians that are talking right now, they have and were trained with us, with the U.S. forces.
Right.
We have to keep that in mind. And as I can personally attest to, is that yes, they were trained, the Ukrainians were trained with us. They know our capabilities. They know what we're capable of providing. And a lot of that was with a provision that it would be used to either defend or go on the offensive with former Soviet equipment and ground personnel and tactics.
So right.
When they tell us something, we should listen.
Right.
That's what I feel. They should listen.
John Spring mentioned the comment that we're not getting supplies because basically Biden is trying to convince Zelensky to actually just kind of surrender. And, you know, I had a gut feeling. Then I heard the really weird statement that he's saying his approach to the situation may move us toward zero energy need for oil and gas and so on for the, not only us, but the whole world. They're still kind of pushing this gospel of zero energy in the middle of a crisis where they can't solve it with their electric car garbage. It's so bizarre. It's like it's hard to believe that these guys are still pushing that, even though it's very destructive. I mean, if down the road you want to have, let's say, in, say, 10, 20, and 30 years, helium-3 from the moon being mined and creates, you know, nuclear fusion reactors, but you're not going to eliminate the use of oil and gas because you even need it for making plastics and chemicals and fertilizer and so on. So this idea that somehow you're going to completely eliminate the use of hydrocarbons is crazy, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
So, you know, obviously, hopefully we'll get rid of Biden and his administration in the November elections, but it doesn't need to surprise me because they stole the last election. But what, they might try to steal this one, too. Who knows what's going to happen?
Bill, I can actually say that there's been some unusual activity on with our government, okay, and of course Russia too. I need to point out most people have forgotten or haven't been informed of this.
Right.
In Ramstein, everybody should look up Ramstein, Germany, and that's important to me because when I was being renditioned, and then
right.
That should make everybody's ears stand up. When I was renditioned from Iraq for reporting the massive torture of Iraqi prisoners, okay, and
right.
That was also to include Afghanistan's torture, industrialized torture of Afghani people and also Iraqi people. All right. So everybody knows my story by now.
Right.
They need to understand that I was shipped, renditioned, and tortured en route to a place called Ramstein, Germany.
Right.
And with that in mind, something was going on in Ramstein, Germany when I got there. I was given word of this. It was a shootout, okay? It was a battle, gun battle, between very strangely, it was between our U.S. Special Forces in Germany, okay, in Germany, and it was with the CIA.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Now, people say, "Oh, that couldn't be. That sounds as crazy as anything we've ever heard. You know, it's nuts." You know, well, I recommend that everybody evaluate what happened there in Ramstein, Germany,
right.
The CIA, in a shootout with U.S. military special forces. All right, and by the way. The name Gina Haspel, if that rings a bell with anybody, she was a director of CIA, okay, at the time, and I'm very familiar with the whole process because I happen to be good friends and associates of Ray McGovern.
Right.
I expect everybody to look these names up and find out who they are.
Right.
Gina Haspel was actually wounded. The director of the CIA was actually wounded in that shootout between the CIA and the U.S. Army Special Forces. All right. So what we have here is something that has been going on for a very strange.
And when was she wounded? What year would that be roughly?
Oh, we're talking about what? 4 or 5 years ago now.
Yeah.
All right. Gina Haspel, okay, look her up.
Right.
You notice she disappeared completely from the public scene. That is why, okay? It's because all this intrigue and all this drama led to a shootout between our military and our CIA, all right? And so, and if anybody doubts that, please locate Ray McGovern. Ray McGovern is one of the longest-standing top CIA intelligence analysts, and Ray McGovern knows me, and he actually stood up for me and presented my case when I was renditioned.
Right, and of course you know that. Right. And it's interesting, it ties kind of to read back to Biden too, because of the burn pits which you mentioned, they had a low number of calls. Since we've done the last shows, the last couple times, simple those burn pits. One here from John W. Spring here, right after this little bumper break.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With President Biden having to deal with things like inflation and a war in Ukraine, many people wonder how firing people on the President's Council of Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition moved to the top of his list.
So Biden's playing political games. I just don't get it. And it's so sad to politicize the health of children.
Dr. Mehmet Oz there speaking on Newsmax, and Herschel Walker, a Republican U.S. Senate candidate in Georgia, were both asked by President Joe Biden to leave the council immediately.
President Joe Biden touched down in Poland this morning in what's become the epicenter for millions fleeing their home country to meet with U.S. service members and refugees as his presence in Europe sends a message that NATO is united against Russia's violent invasion. Speaking to U.S. troops this morning, Biden again called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal after the State Department announced its formal assessment. This is USA Radio News. A slight majority of Americans say they don't actually blame President Joe Biden for high gasoline prices, but they're giving his economic leadership very low marks amid fears of inflation and deep pessimism about our economic conditions. Over 7 in 10 Americans say the nation's economy is in extremely bad shape, and about two-thirds disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy, according to a new poll from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research. In addition, Americans say his policies have hurt the economy more than helped it. House Republicans are vowing to move ahead with an aggressive agenda in anticipation of the GOP hopefully gaining control this fall. Politico reported that Republican lawmakers are readying bills dealing with inflation, border security, and energy. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana, said it's going to show a bold conservative agenda. It's not just about Republicans showing the country what we would do if we were given the majority. It would create a mandate to get those things done. This is USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
No news.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
There's one guy that killed in the field in Ethiopia, and again, it ties back to these giant oil fields. One of the things that I personally knew is I, with the Proxy Club in 1999, I traveled to the southwest end of the Dead Sea after I gave my presentation to Haiti Stevens, and he was actually drilling down there with FICO, the oil engineer for Israel, and they'd actually just lost the drillfish pit at 16,800 feet. But it basically projected that there was more oil there than they hold than any other area in the world. And in fact, with the actual hole we call the Black, the Dead Sea, was actually when the magma hit the oil field and it blew up a chunk of if you want to call it Earth, out into space, who knows how many thousands of years ago. But in fact, that was actually that explosion was a combination of the magma hitting the oil field. So, people don't realize what's going on there, and of course, they wanted to drill at that time, and I said, well, if you do drill, you're going to end up with a giant force coming in from, say, Russia or China, and to try to take over the oil fields, and to some extent, the battle that we're seeing right now over in Ukraine is basically an oil battle, isn't it?
Exactly, and by the way, that the Leviathan field was going to be utilizing the port of Tyre in Lebanon.
Right.
Okay? And that was going to be the export port of all this oil that was in the Leviathan field. And the thing was, that was, as I said, a CIA agent by the name of Dennett. And the novelty that Mr. Dennett has is, I know this for a fact from his relatives, is that Mr. Dennett is the first name on the wall at the CIA are being killed in the field. All right? You can actually, anybody can go look him up, you know, as the star on the wall in the CIA headquarters. As
yeah. Right.
That is the name. So when he, when, and surprisingly enough, he was killed on his flight. As he, his flight was leaving Ethiopia, the plane blew up. Okay?
And, so, and the people that blew the plane up, from what I heard, were the Russians. Is that right?
Well, not that the Russians would admit it, but the thing is, it's possibly it was what they call it, a joint effort, okay, to make sure
right.
that he, Mr. Dennett and his information didn't get out of
right.
the country.
So, John, what do you think is going to happen here? Because I think we have a period of, I would say, 30 to 60 days where if we don't stop Putin and he takes the territory to get his the avenue to bring the oil down from the Priyaska Basin, then he's likely to try to reestablish the Soviet Union by taking over Poland and the Baltic Republics and so on. And immediately NATO and we in the West are going to have to respond. We will still go to multiple levels of weapons, including aircraft, space-based weapons, weather weapons, and eventually probably nukes. And so we are not responding to the fact that there's nukes in Central America. So my guess is that U.S. cities are at risk of being hit by intermediate-range hypersonic nukes. They'd only take about 15 minutes to strike anywhere in the United States.
Yes.
Your comments. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I would like to begin by saying if the Ukrainians had not taken a strong stand, a very brave strong stand against Russia during this last month, by now Putin would be sending his troops into Poland and the Baltic states. The Ukrainians really upset Putin's agenda by taking a strong stand. I honestly did not expect Poland to, I'm sorry, Ukraine to take such a strong stand as they have. I honestly thought that they would, you know, a couple days and that would be the end of it. But because they have stood up, we have been given and blessed with an additional amount of time to more or less establish greater defensive methods, not only in Europe, but throughout the world. But we haven't taken advantage of these things. Now, a moment ago you mentioned the Bucharest situation. And on November 10th of 2021, the U.S. Department of State had arranged a bilateral agreement between Ukraine and the United States.
Right.
And under Article 2 of that agreement, it made it very clear that the United States, without having to deal with NATO or the European Union, would directly defend and assist Ukraine in every possible way. Well, from my reading of that document, we have broken our promise several times. And now it appears from that rumor that I heard yesterday on the news media, it appears that Biden is now pressuring President Zelensky to basically make arrangements with Putin, which in essence will be the surrender of Ukraine. Because whenever you make a deal with Putin, you lose. And so the entire nation would be lost. And hopefully Zelensky will not give in. But at the same time, have you noticed the delay on the part of the White House, on the part of President Putin? I'm sorry, President Biden. Even though he was in Brussels the other day, he really didn't say anything, and he really didn't need to get their approval to carry out this treaty that we have had with Ukraine for at least five months now. And
right.
What I find it hard to believe is how we are selling our allies out, just like we sold out Afghanistan and left so much behind.
I'm surprised that the Joint Chiefs of Staff or some other element within the military doesn't do something. I mean, there's been so many things, including the Hunter Biden's, laptop and so on. Why has Joe Biden not been impeached? I mean, because he's actually a liability to have him as leader.
Yes, I concur. But from a pragmatic point of view, what can we do in the next few days basically to expedite and get those supplies needed?
Right.
They need military logistical supplies. They also need humanitarian
food and medicine to keep the troops and the people that are still trapped in these cities and some alive. Because a lot of their normal production of food, water, and everything has dropped off, and I think they can do what's called airdrops. In other words, go to high altitude and do an airdrop directly over these areas.
Yeah, but the question is, are we going to do it? That's the bottom line, Dr. Deagle. And I see no evidence that that's even being considered in Washington at this time. And then you have these Republicans, supposedly staunch conservatives, who are like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, because they've heard reports, and many of these reports are true to some extent, where you do have certain factions that are very evil and diabolical, but you have to look at the overall picture. Later on, let's have a tribunal and punish those people. But right now, we've got to make sure that Ukraine survives.
Because yeah, exactly.
As soon as Ukraine goes, so does Poland and the Baltic states.
And soon does the world, and it will soon be exchanging hacking, cyber hacking, attacks on airlines, and eventually thermonuclear weapon exchanges and space-based weapons.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C+ is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay...
So what John W. Spring mentioned basically was that the slow response by Biden, even though it's an existing agreement, is an attempt to push Zelensky to actually surrender. But that surrender is not going to fix things. I mean, Biden is crazy. And what you've said basically is there's history here that Greg Ford, that if we don't defeat Putin, which would back in, as John W. Spring said, this is what you get rid of the Russian leader at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis, we will have to deal with Putin on a much larger scale war against NATO nations and eventually against America and the West.
Well, there's no simple solution to this, as far as I can tell, and especially given that we're dealing with mentalities that remember history and have established their actions based on history.
Right.
And John has something very interesting to say, because Khrushchev was actually a Ukrainian, okay? And that was part of his demise, was that Khrushchev's participation in the purges. Okay, the purges, when Stalin said, "Okay, I want all these satellite nations to fall in line with the Soviet way of thinking." Stalin said, "I don't care about the Russian way of thinking. I want everybody to fall in line with the Soviet thinking way of thinking."
Right.
So that's what led to the massacres, and I've described them on your show, the massacres of all of these minorities, ethnic minorities, tribal groups, gypsies, and it goes on and on and on. Okay, it was Stalin ordering his legions of KGB, NKVD, all these specialized troops to massacre larger groups of people. And so what happened was then Khrushchev became the premier after the demise of Stalin.
So, right.
And so what we have here now is a lot of history that's been established, and it's been history based on tribal and criminal maniacal leadership.
Okay. Right.
That is what has happened with Russia and the former workers' paradise. And so what I'm saying now is we have to come forward here, and we have to say, okay, look, what do we have here? Okay. We have a group of people that have been standing alongside the Americans, standing alongside us in a allied support way, mechanism way. As I found when I was in Iraq, and there were the Ukrainians, and the Ukrainians have been there with their agreements and their trust in us, and the Americans, the trust in us to stand by them in a semi-war, NATO fashion, support fashion.
Right.
Okay.
This is totally separate from NATO. That's what you're highlighting here today, which is interesting. And the fact that Biden is using this excuse as a way to actually push forward his environmental agenda, which fits in AOC and the environmentalmaniacs, is very disturbing to hear this kind of garbage, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And so the issue is that Vladimir Putin is going to establish a economic avenue, and the fill the gap through Central Europe is too heavily mined, and that the fill the gap is the central highway, so to speak, through to Germany. Okay, but that was too heavily mined, and Vladimir Putin and the economic interests of Russia can't use that. So guess what? They're going to use this avenue, of the Crimea.
Yeah, because they can't go through the other road because of the mining of the road, the fold of gap.
And so hence what you see is poor little poor me sitting here in with my damaged disability thought process of dealing with these people of 30 years ago, okay, and watching all this and knowing what's going on is this situation right here. Is that yesterday, as I've been saying all along, the Crimean corridor would be terminal there on the Black Sea in Odessa. And surprise, what happens yesterday? They started blowing up naval transport. The Ukrainians actually blew up naval transport to close and terminate that area for shipping oil. Letting Vladimir Putin know that if he did keep up with this offensive, this is what he was going to get. He was going to get stopped with his oil transport through that area, the Crimean corridor, and if they made it to the seaport, the ships were going to be destroyed. The oil transport ships were going to be destroyed. That was the message as of yesterday when everybody saw that one ship there in Ukraine blowing up. All right, if you can't load that oil up. If you can't load that oil up safely, and you can't move along that corridor, which I said would be probably heavily bombed with weapons, okay? Then for sure, if the Russians did make it to the seaport, that's what would happen to the Russians.
Well, I think the seaports begin to hit the ships doing the shipping of the oil, too, and that may be going to close off their ability no matter what territory they at least temporarily take over. What do you think, John? Does that make sense?
Yes. Now, you've mentioned the corridor towards the west that's heavily mined. One thing that we have not discussed that's very significant is Kaliningrad. Kaliningrad is wedged in between Lithuania and Poland along the Baltic Sea. And so many supplies have been airlifted by the Russian aerospace force to that area that they even have thermonuclear bombs in their arsenal there, according to the information I received. And They have threatened to use it as of a few days ago. They've made that.
Now you're talking about this is just west of Poland. You're saying between Poland and right.
Well, it's between Poland and Lithuania. It's sort of
right.
North on the coast of Poland. Not
right.
Too far from Gdańsk, by the way.
Right. Well, very small country.
Right.
Well, it's an enclave of Russia.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize that there is a separate territory of Russia by the Baltic states and Poland, several hundred miles away from the rest of Russia.
Right.
It's very significant strategically, and very few people in the West are aware of it. Yeah.
I'm sorry, John, did you say Kaliningrad?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Thank you. Yes, that is correct. That is exactly what it is.
Well, that also will pull very quickly European nations into the NATO war, right? If they start shuttling in supplies and so on, those supplies including nukes and more advanced fuel air bombs, that'll increase the likelihood of... You see, my guess is the next strategy that the Ukrainians will use, just like that one ship that got blown up, is using anti-missile systems to hit these ships on the coast of Russia trying to ship oil. Or bringing equipment and supplies or resupplying the Russians.
And of course, anti-ship missiles can be delivered by air power.
Exactly, yeah.
Cruise missiles. Yeah.
And they don't even need to be in Ukraine. They can be in Poland.
Right.
Gentlemen, amazing show today. A lot more things than you're going to see on any Fox News or CNN, whatever show. We'll continue the dialogue on Monday, and we will, of course, do that in hour number two on Monday and continue through the week, because these updates I get taught when I listen to you, gentlemen. You know so much about these issues. Thank you out there for listening. Do it. Remember, it's a spring sale. Spring sale is 7% off. It's going to go to the end of the month with just a couple more days. Save 7% and get the best nutrients and best advice in the world.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.